Our top story is two men are still in hospital this morning after being shot by police in northeastern Victoria. The pair who'd converted to Islam have links to outlaw motorcycle gangs and are described as persons of interest to counter-terrorism authorities. Police say the men, aged 19 and 30, tried to ram a police car before confronting officers with weapons at Bunawatha near Albury. Police have used tear gas and rubber bullets on protesters in Hong Kong attempting to storm the city's legislature over a contentious extradition bill. Tens of thousands were involved in clashes as they voiced opposition to the new law, which will allow suspects to be tried in mainland China. A new setback has emerged for the controversial Adani coal mine on the very day it's set to get the green light from the Queensland government. The federal court has found the Commonwealth didn't properly assess public submissions on Adani's planned use of river water for its Carmichael mine. The Australian Conservation Foundation, which launched the case, says the matter must be reconsidered by the Federal Environment Department. But that is thought highly unlikely to derail today's final stage in the long-running approvals process. And a century from David Warner has helped Australia to another win at the Cricket World Cup. Warner made 107 and celebrated in typical fashion. The team scored 307 and bowled out Pakistan for 266.